Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Deis and the Laws of Character Development, the Sefer Ma'ad, the Book of Knowledge, which finishing up the Halachas of Be'enon L'Chaveroi regarding interpersonal relationships. In this Perek, we discuss the prohibitions related to one's speech. As Rambam gives Halacha Alf regarding the prohibition of Rechilus of gossip. Hameragel B'Chaveroi. If someone waits to see what someone else is doing and saying, to say over what he's saying to other people, known as gossip, violates a negative prohibition. Shemlech says in the Pasuk, Yikro, Leiselech Rachel Ba'amecha, don't go as a peddler amongst your people, which is peddling, hearing what this person says and saying, did you hear what this person said? Although one does not get lashed for this negative prohibition, which is a negative prohibition without an action, it's a great sin. It causes many people amongst the Jewish people to be killed. That's why, right next to the prohibition of slander, it says, of gossip, it says, don't stand on the blood of your friend. And say, Ulamad, go and learn what happened with the infamous story of Doeg Adami, which is mentioned in Shmuel Aleph, which is a story that because of him, and his gossip, the city of Noi was killed, and there were 85 incredible kahanim that were killed, all because of his gossip. Halacha beis. Now, ezehu rachels. What is the in the prohibition of someone who is a gossiper? Zeshe toin dvarim, someone who carries words of a hoylich mizel zeh, goes from this one to the other one. And he says, kacham aplenya, this is what this one says. Kach v'kach shemati aplenya. Regarding, I heard about this person, what he said about you, that's again what a peddler does. He takes from one place and he sells it somewhere else. And even though it's true, he's destroying the world. Now, there's something included that's even worse, known as Lashon Hara. Yes, there's a sin that's even greater than this, very much, but it's included in this negative prohibition. And that is Lashon Hara, the evil tongue. And that is Hamasapi Begnus Chaveri. It talks about something disgraceful about his friend. Even though he's saying the truth. Because if someone says false things about someone else, he's called Maitzi Shemra al Chaveri. He's spreading false a bad name about his friend. The Baal, Halashon Hara, the one who speaks the evil tongue, there's someone who sits and he says, Kach v'kach asa plaini, you know, this and this person did this thing. V'kach v'kach ha'yvoisim, you know what his fathers were like? V'kach v'kach shemati lev, and this is what I heard about him. V'amad v'am shal genoyin, he's talking about things that are disgraceful, embarrassing things about someone else. Azem ha'kasav, this apostle says in Tehillim, Yachres Hashem, Hashem will cut off, kol sifsich halakis, all the smooth lips, Loshem medabers gedoyin is the tongue that speaks great things, meaning about other people. The sages said, Sholesh Averis, three sins, Nifram and Adam Ba'il Mazeh, a person gets punished from in this world, the Ein L'Chelik L'Ayim Abod, he does not have a portion of the world to come. And they are the three cardinal sins, Avodas Kochavim, idolatry, Begilat Ra'is, and sexual morality, Shvichas Dam, and murder. The Lashon Hara Keneged Kulam. And correlating to all of them is the wickedness of the evil tongue. Additionally, the sages said, Kol Masab B'Lashon Hara, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, it's as if he's denying the primary thing, that of God. Shnomek says the pasuk, Asha Amru, that they, in that pasuk in Tehillim, it says in that parak, Asha Amru, that they said, L'shoneinu nagber, with our tongues we will be strong. Sefaseinu itano, our lips are with us. Mi adoin lanu, who's the master of us? They also deny God with the Lashon Hara. Baidin Mechama, also the sages said, Shalaisha, three individuals, Lashon Hara hayregis. The Lashon Hara, when you speak bad about a person, kills. Ha'amr, the one who says it, Ha'amr, the one who receives it, V'zeh Sho'em Alav, the one that you're talking about. In a very technical way, that's because the one who hears it will kill the one who said it, and the redeemers of the blood of the one who said it will kill the ones who heard it, and both of them will kill the one who is the one who said it over. V'amakab lo yesim no amrei. And the one who receives it is worse than the one who said it, because of him is what allows the one who said it to have that be there. There are certain things that are what's called the dust of Lashon Hara, which is not straight up the negative things about a person, but it's as a mizuk to shmecht. It has somewhat of a semblance of it. Kitzit, how so? Who's going to tell them? Who would say about that guy, Shiyah Kamoshu Atta, that he would be like he is right now? In other words, wow, who could have imagined he would become this person? Which, it's not clear what he's saying. Is he maybe praising the guy? It was like saying in a derogatory way. It could be said either way. Or he's saying, Shiskum Aplaini, don't talk about that guy. Any rates, Laidiyah Ma'ira Mahoya, I don't want to talk about what was, what happened. Kitzit, Varmela, things like that. No one knows what he means to say. But it could have a negative connotation. That's called avak lashon hara, and that is something that is prohibited. Now, b'chol masapeh b'tevis chaver b'fnei sainu, whoever talks about something nice about his friend, but in front of his enemies, that is avak lashon hara. That's also considered the dust of lashon hara. She'goyim lehem she'sab b'gudus, that causes them to talk about the disgrace. So this is all part of lashon hara. You're not saying that straight up something bad, but you know it's going to cause that. Regarding this, Shlomo HaMelech said a pasuk in Mishlei. Someone gets up early in the morning and he starts blessing his friend with a large voice. To him, it's considered like a curse. Because you're praising him so much, people say, well, take it easy. You know he's dot, dot, dot. And it brings to his bad. And even if someone says negative things about a person, through a joke, the Delph Kalas Rai, some type of lightheadedness. Kalam, in other words, chain with that, he's not talking about hatred. This is what Shlomo says in his wisdom in Mishlei. Like someone who's, acting crazy. That he's shooting arrows, pointy and dangerous arrows of death. And he says, I'm just playing around. You're playing around, making a joke about something negative. This is life and death. Someone speaks lashon hara in a deceitful way. And that is sheyisap l'tumay. He says innocently, kilo in yideya, as if he doesn't know. Shadav zeh shadib lashon hara. Who he says, I didn't realize what I said, something bad. El keshem emachem boy. Rather, when they protest about him, he says, oh, in yideya shadav zeh lashon hara. I didn't know this was lashon hara. Sheilu ma'isam shaplani, that this is what this guy did. Oh, I was just saying over a story. I didn't realize it was him. This is a guy who is deceitful. This is all included in lashon hara. Now, whether someone's saying over the negative report in front of their friend, in front of the guy, or not in front of him. No, they're both problematic. Or even someone says over things that cause, if it's going to be heard like telephone from person to person, they'll cause a damage to his friend, whether in his body or in his financials, or even if it's going to bother him, or to scare him. That's considered evil tongue, that this is something that's negative to a person, no matter what way, intellectually, financially, emotionally. But if this was said over in front of three people, which is someone said over about himself, something that was not embarrassing, but it could cause damage, but he said over in front of three people. So that's like, if you're saying to one person, I'll say it over. But he's saying in front of three people, it's already like a crowd. It's like as if it's already heard and it's well known. And therefore, one of those three people who heard it said it over another time. That's not considered something of Lashon Hara, because by saying over three people, he's revealed his intention. He's not particular about that it shouldn't be a set over. But vahu, that's only if shleis gavin harva kol l'galaisa yisa. The one who's saying it over is just happened to be saying over what the guy said that he was saying in front of a crowd, but not that his intention should be saying it, that it should get out there and to reveal that it should be something negative and hurtful to that person. Halacha vav. Now kol elohim bali lashon hara. Now all these individuals that we spoke about, that are people that speak about lashon hara, she'asa lo debishchun asim, that you're not allowed to live in their neighborhoods, b'choshkin, know the most leishiv imam, to sit with them, l'shmoy debrim, to hear their words, for sure that's problematic. And b'loy nechtem gzardin, Allah b'sein b'midbar, and the decree was not sealed against our fathers in the desert that they should all die out, not merit to go into Eretz Yisrael, ela al lashon hara levad, only because of the evil tongue regarding the slanderous report that the miragim, the spies, had said about Eretz Yisrael. Halacha Zayin, regarding another halacha of revenge and of holding a grudge. Hanukim mechaveder, if someone takes revenge from his friend, oyver b'leisei violates negative prohibition, like says Basim Yikro, loisikim, don't take revenge. V'av b'sheinu loika lovin, although he doesn't get lashes for this, because again, it's a passive violation, deyirahi admoid, it's a very negative character trait, very much so. Ella rather, ro loila adam, it's appropriate for a person, liis mavral midaisa, to forgo his attributes, I'll call Divrei Olam regarding whatever happens in the world. Because I call everything, Eitzlam Avin, to those who understand, Divrei Hevel Vavai, are things of vanity and futility. Venim Kedai, Linkam Aleim. And these are not things that they're appropriate to take revenge for. Now, Ketzer and the Kima, what's considered the prohibition of taking revenge? So, Amalei Chabei, if his friend tells him, look, Hashir, in the Kardu Mecha, lend me your hatchet, your axe. Amalei says, no, Eini Mashalech, I'm not lending it to you. The next day, he needs something from him, and he comes to ask from him. His friend tells him, oh, lend me your axe. Amalei says, "Any mashalach, I'm not lending you. Kedech shalei shaltani kisha shalti mimeka. Just like you didn't lend me when I asked from you." Hariz anoikim, that's someone who's taking revenge. Ela rather kishayav leilishol, when he's coming to ask, yitim b'leiv shalom, should give him with a complete heart. V'lo yigmalei kasher gemalei, should not treat him the way he treated him. V'chein kol kaitz beilo, anything that's similar like this has the same halacha. V'chein amad David b'deyis of atevis, this is what David HaMelech said with his good character traits. The pasuk in Tehillim, im gemalti shem mirah, says to Hashem, did I go and treat those who did bad to me the same in return? V'achaltza tzadirekim, I actually saved those who pained me for nothing. That is a person that doesn't do nekama. Halacha ches, b'chein kol anoy to le'echad mi'Yisrael. So to anyone who holds a grudge to anyone of the Jewish people, if you say it's a negative prohibition. Shalom, like it says in the pasuk, v'yikra v'lo yisitra es b'nei amecha, that you should not hold on to a grudge against the people of your nation. Kitzit hanatir, what's this violation of holding a grudge? So Reuben shalom l'Shimon. Reuben says to Shimon, haskeli ba'ezeh, could you rent me this house? Oh yeah, Shalini shows there, could you lend me this ox? Shimon doesn't want to. Now, the other guy comes back to him, and Shimon comes to Reuben, Lishol Mimenu, to borrow from him, or Liskim Mimenu, to rent from him. Reuben says, yeah, hey Lucha, hey, you could lease this, you could borrow it. Harin Mishilcha, I'll lend it to you. The Eni Kamaischa, I'm not like you. Lo Yisham Lucha Kamaischa, I'm not going to pay you back the way you did to me. Someone does like this, it violates holding a negative prohibition of a grudge. Rather, he should erase the incident from his heart. He shouldn't hold on to it. Because as long as he holds on to this, he protects this, and he remembers it, it might bring him to take revenge. Therefore, the Torah is particular about holding a grudge. Until that he erases the sin from his heart, does not remember it at all. This is the appropriate character trait, that the world can be maintained, the settlement of the land, and that there could be appropriate business dealings and interpersonal relationships, one with the other, is only possible if we're able to let go from the grudges that were done to us and move on and treat the person as if it didn't happen. Tam v'nishlem, the halachas of days.